Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
More gold in the pool for the U.S., and we're a long way from done there. And the historic women's all-around competition in gymnastics ahead today as the Summer Olympic Games in Paris roll on. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera reporting for us through these games, live with us from Paris once again. Hi, Ines.
Hey, good morning.
Great to talk to you again. Big story Wednesday, of course, was U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky, gold again, the 1,500-meter freestyle. That's her eighth Olympic gold.
Yeah, she is truly amazing. It's so much fun to watch her compete. She is one of the most beloved athletes here on Team USA competing in Paris. She's doing amazing. She dominated in the 1,500-meter freestyle. She broke her own record. Like you say, she won her eighth Olympic gold medal, and she tied the record for the most medals ever by an American woman swimmer. She has a total of 12 Olympic medals now, and she's not done yet. We'll see if she beats that record by the time the Olympics are over, because she still has some races, so she'll have two more chances to earn a medal this week, including today. We will see her again today when she competes in the final of the 4x200 freestyle relay, so we'll see. But she is so much fun to watch. She was, you know, absolutely dominated. She was way ahead of the other swimmers.
Ines, I don't know if you're a swimmer. I'm not so much. But the 1,500 meter, that's 30 laps in the Olympic size pool. Yeah. Like, the race just goes on and on.
It's a lot. I know. I love to swim. I am not a huge, you know, lap swimmer, shall we say. I like going for a little dips here and there. But yes, no, it's amazing to watch it. The race does go on and on. And these athletes are absolutely incredible.
I caught a little bit of the men's gymnastics yesterday, and a couple of them struggled on the pommel horse. And I guess for me, like, they make it look so effortless. It's just kind of a reminder of how difficult this stuff really is.
Yeah, so the men's gymnastics yesterday, there were, I want to say, maybe not high hopes for them, but there were certainly some hopes for them, considering how well they did during the team all-around final when they won a bronze medal. You did have, so yesterday was the kind of individual competition, and you had Paul Judah and Fred Richard who competed. They did have a solid performance on rings, but then Richard slipped during the pommel horse, and Judah failed to stick his landing during the vault. So in the end, neither of them got a medal. But it was still very exciting to see them on, you know, a couple days ago winning that bronze. And we do have the women coming up later on today. We'll have the individual all-around finals for women starting, so today, that's tonight. Simone Biles will be competing, as will Suni Lee. So it'll be the first time we've got two all-around champions coming face-to-face in the all-around final, both from the same country, both from Team USA. Simone favored to win the gold, but keep an eye on Rebecca Andrade, who is the Brazilian athlete competing in that. She is the only one who has a real shot of challenging Simone here. And I think it'll be fun to watch the matchup between the two of them and how they try to maybe one up each other.
Talking with Ines de la Cotera, ABC News. She's live with us from Paris this morning. I think too about that, Ines, when you look at sort of the expectation that the U.S. could go gold, silver in this competition and the different level of pressure that the U.S. women's team is under versus the men's. The men's were allowed to go out there and compete with joy and see what happens, but so much pressure on these women who are expected to win.
Yeah, that's right. So when it comes to the men's gymnastics, you know, it had been, I forget the exact number now, but we were talking about it a couple of days ago. It had been years since they had actually medaled. So it was a really kind of a surprise when we saw them getting that bronze. And so, like you say, they're able to kind of go out there and see what happens. There's less pressure. I think fans were certainly very excited for them when they started doing so well. But it's kind of a low pressure thing for them. Whereas, of course, for the women's team, we have big hopes for them. And they just won the gold. And so there's all these expectations that they will once again medal. But they're also just so incredible. I mean, there is no one like Simone Biles. She pulls off moves that nobody else can do. So, you know, we'll see. Of course, that got to her at the last Olympics, I think, in part. You know, she got a case of the twisties, and she had been struggling with her mental health and had to withdraw. So, but she does appear to be in a better mental space this time around. You know, certainly what we saw during the qualifications, during the team all-around final, she appears to be back in full force. So all eyes on her. And hoping Suni Lee also medals, we'll see, but it'll be very exciting.
Ines de la Cotera live with us from Paris. Look forward to talking about a gold medal performance or two tomorrow. Thanks, Ines.
Thank you.
You know, they also swam that dirty river. They pulled it off. Both the triathlon events featuring swims in the historically polluted Seine.
Clean enough now, though.
People are posting, I don't know if you've seen this on social media, some of the competitors, I believe it was the men who went yesterday, you know, reaching the end of that swim and throwing up.
Oh, no. Really?
I don't believe that's necessarily river related. If you know someone who's competed in these forever marathons and the tri here, like, fairly standard. Go ahead and lose it sometimes
like
after that swim.
Rashes or skin conditions happening after they get
I don't
in.
Know about all that. Medal count, U.S. leads all nations with 30 medals overall. Five of them gold. Put some five back. The gold medal leader, China, with 10.